This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris,
and we'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily. Again, you are free to call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind, but we also have things on our minds. And one of those things, Chris, you and I both had the same exact article that we have brought into the studio tonight. And you had asked, hey, have you seen this? And as a matter of fact, I have.
That must be good luck. I think that's good luck for a story when two different hosts bring in the exact same story. That
yes.
is a good omen.
And I have only seen the headline. I've not had a chance to actually read this article yet, but it was a headline that caught my attention.
You bet.
And let me read the headline now, and then, Chris, you can jump into the article. Headline from CNN Politics. Trump will ask athletes who kneel during anthem to recommend people for pardoning. And
what?
It blew my mind, because wasn't it like 3 weeks ago Donald Trump said that if you don't stand during the national anthem, you should be deported?
Yep, that was his sentiment. And this entire protest done by certain athletes in the NFL was always about treatment of citizens by police, mistreatment. Yes. And
the protests have actually spread to other sports, but yes. It's primarily the NFL.
Sure, certainly.
Because the NFL is one of the few where there was a rule that said that all players and team personnel must be on the sideline during the playing of the national anthem.
Correct. They had put some rules in there subsequent to their contract with the Department of Defense or before?
I think it was after.
Okay.
But they recently changed the rules to where they said that if you are on the sidelines, you must stand. If you don't wish to stand, you can stay in the locker room.
Right.
And prior to, what was it, like 2008, 2009, whenever they got that contract with the DOD
right.
for, we're going to have flyovers and you got to play this special song and wave the magic cloth. If the song was played and the cloth was waved, there was no requirement that players be on the field.
Right, or do anything. But a lot of them did. You know, a lot of them felt patriotic, and that's okay. But it's interesting that in all the hubbub about this ruling and about these players, you know, taking a knee, you know, instantly we had people that were like, well, you don't love our troops. And that was never what this was about.
Right.
It was about the constitutional mistreatment of certain people within society. And to make it a false narrative doesn't do the issue or your complaint about the players any justice.
Right. But see, that's one of those tactics that a lot of people take to where they then put someone on the defensive. And as long as you're answering somebody else's question,
right.
you're not getting your message out.
Yep. And it was really interesting. We've seen it spread
to... So why do you hate penguins, Chris?
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen it spread to a lot of different things. There have been a lot of news stories about, you know, for example, politicians or people in public meetings who just, you know, didn't stand up during the pledge or during the, you know, Star Spangled Banner or whatever.
Right.
But the important thing I think to remember out of this, which gets lost, is, you know, like Daryl said, this is not a, since time eternal, have players stood in like 1914
right.
For the playing of the baseball and standing for the national anthem. It never happened. The big news, which I felt it was the Department of Defense signing a huge contract with the NFL to bring these patriotic displays into the public eye, and
right.
they got paid a lot of money for that, and they continue to do so. And I shouldn't say they get paid a lot of money for it. You pay them a lot of money for that. Your tax dollars are going to make sure that NFL games are filled with patriotic displays. That's your tax dollars.
Right, and you know what was most surprising to me was you know sort of this 180 from Donald Trump. From saying you should be deported from this country
right.
and canceling the Philadelphia Eagles visit
right.
to now saying, okay, well, recommend people to be pardoned.
It's like somebody just told the Donald what this whole thing was about after a year.
Yeah, so let's jump into the article. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Happily, and again from CNN Politics, Washington. President Donald Trump said he wants to meet with NFL players and other athletes who kneel during the national anthem so they can recommend people they think should be pardoned due to unfair treatment by the justice system.
All right. Let's pause here. Chris, as you know, I do a good bit of running.
You run. He runs. He runs like Forrest Gump. Every time you turn around, Daryl's running somewhere.
And there are some of the races where they will play the national anthem.
Okay.
If I happen to be standing when it's played, I just turn around because I see kneeling as an act of submission.
Okay.
You know, if you go back and look, you know, in olden times, what would someone do when they met a king?
Sure.
Or when they surrendered to someone else?
Or
they dropped down to a knee.
Or in Game of Thrones. Yes, absolutely.
So I turn my back.
Okay.
If I happen to be sitting, I remain seated. I'm not a professional athlete. So if I wind up, you know, Donald Trump happens to hear Daryl Perry wound up, you know, not saluting the flag. Can I recommend people to be pardoned?
That's a great question. I think one for the White House press secretary. You need to get in. First, you need to get into a White House press briefing. And you need to pose that problem.
Sarah Sanders, if you happen to be listening, please call in. 855-450-FREE. Mm-hmm. I have a list of people that I would like to see pardoned.
There you go. And what he seemingly sees as a solution, President Donald Trump said he wants NFL players and other athletes who kneel during the national anthem. Quote, I'm going to ask them to recommend to me people who were unfairly treated, unquote, Trump said at the White House on Friday. Trump's contestuous relationship with the NFL reached a peak last year when he lambasted players who took a knee during the national anthem to protest institutional racism and police brutality. Quote, you have a lot of people in the NFL in particular, but in sports leagues, they are not proud enough to stand for our national anthem. I don't like that, unquote, Trump said Friday, also insisting that players should not remain in the locker room when the Star Spangled Banner is playing.
Now, again, he is completely conflating what he thinks is the reason people aren't standing with the actual reason that people aren't standing during the playing of the national anthem.
Exactly.
They're not proud enough.
Yeah.
And why should they be? Why should I be proud of other people's achievements? Wow. That guy climbed Mount Everest that time, and he's from my home area, so therefore I climbed Mount Everest. No, I never climbed Mount Everest. Daryl Perry has never climbed Mount Everest.
Well, and Americans have a long history. This is part of what we do. We take credit for things that have been done in the past. Doug Stanhope, the famous comedian.
I love that bit that he does.
Does a great bit where he's sitting there, you know, you French. You know, we saved you from the Nazi horde in World War II, and he's like...
That was you and me, Tommy. I knew I blacked out and got drunk, but I didn't realize we saved the French last night.
I remember going to Taco Bell, but you know, that's the sort of thing, and I understand why people feel pride in their tribe. They feel pride in their country. They feel like they live in a great place. And there are a lot of worse places on the earth I can think of that I wouldn't want to live in. But I wouldn't take credit for everything that has ever happened in the United States, no more than I'm going to take credit for you running a couple miles today.
Right. Yeah. And this whole thing of when we point out it could be better here, we're not saying this is the worst place in the entire universe.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about Donald Trump's, apparent 180 on the stand for the national anthem thing, to where just a few weeks ago he was saying that people that don't stand should be deported. Now he's saying, all right, let's have a meeting, and you give me a list of people that should be pardoned, people that have been unfairly treated. All right, I've got an entire list that I could give you right now if you consider amateur athletes not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem. If you're letting me have a meeting with you, Donald Trump, I'll give you a list.
Right.
But we'll jump back into that in just a moment. But another type of list, one that you might want to take advantage of, can be found over at liberty.menu. That's a list of businesses, events, digital content, and more. And it's a directory of those things for liberty-minded businesses. The listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's liberty.menu. Now, before we jump back into the article, let's go to the Skype where we've got a mortified penguin calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's Mortified Penguin from the LRN Discord giving you guys a call. Shout out to the LRN Discord, everybody in the Free Talk Live channel and in the Toxic User.
Yeah, we generally don't allow shout outs, so just go ahead and get to whatever your topic is.
But point noted.
Yeah. Especially our friend James from Arizona. But anyways, I wanted to just do a continuation of our firearm discussion since I heard we were going to have Chris on tonight instead of, you know, other Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what really bugged me, we were talking about firearm safety the other day specifically, and I mean, you know, firearms being a pretty popular topic with the libertarian crowd, is the idea that that you should have a safety on your gun or you know, a manual safety, and that not being on or being present on the gun kind of, you know, renders the gun unsafe. You know, most modern pistols, and with some exceptions, don't use a lever that you flip on and off as a safety. That's just been,
yeah,
it's become obsolescent technology. I'm sure you know that, Chris. I don't doubt you have too many modern pistols with that kind of feature.
That's correct. And with the advent of, really, the advent of the striker-fired pistol, the idea that a gun can have internal safeties that sort of prohibit accidental discharge when it's being carried or when it's being used, you know, or moved from one place to another in a responsible manner, that you really don't need it. No, everybody's heard of a Glock. Glocks actually have three separate safeties, but there is no single switch on a Glock that says this is safe, you know, and this is fire. It doesn't have one of those, but to fire a Glock, for example, your finger has to be completely inside the trigger guard. It has to be in full contact with the trigger, and the trigger must be held all the way back until the gun goes bang. And it's not like in the movies where, you know, you see a pistol being dropped out of somebody's pocket and it goes off. That's not how these things are designed. They're designed to be basically safe, and they're also designed, and why I like Glocks and other striker-fired pistols is the idea that there's nothing that slows me down or stops me if I need to use it. It's just all right there, and it's ready to go, and I can still be inherently safe when I move from place to place.
Yeah, technological innovation is really, you know, the marketplace has chosen that that's the most effective, you know, combination of safeties. The Glock trigger safety, the gun, pistols are always drop safe. You can't drop it and they go off. You can't mishandle it in any way and have it go off accidentally because the trigger has to be pulled back before the mechanism even goes. So you know, I think the idea was that manual safety pretty much breeds probably false security and false confidence, because to be honest with you, if you're a reckless or stupid person, you really can't fix that, and having a switch, I probably didn't prove to really prevent too much reckless use firearms, your accidental discharge.
True. And one thing any firearms instructor will tell you, any good one will tell you, is Yes, you may have a safety on the gun, but don't trust it. Don't trust anything about it. Don't trust anything mechanical to prevent an accident from occurring. You can't, because anything mechanical is prone to malfunction. That's what happens. And guns in and of themselves can malfunction.
Yeah, like, I'm not necessarily a gun guy, but I know the rules of firearms, and the first rule is you always assume that the gun is loaded.
Right.
Even if, you know, you're picking it up off of the shelf at the gun store, just assume it is loaded until you verify for yourself that it is not.
Correct.
And I've heard, you know, numerous stories of people that thought their gun was unloaded, go to clean it, and then blow a finger off.
Yeah, and there's a modification of that. That is if it's in my house, be assured that it actually is loaded.
Oh, I'm just going to assume that it is, because that's the first rule.
Yeah, but that's an important thing to remember, and for anybody, particularly if you're new to firearms, I don't want to dissuade you in any way whatsoever from exercising your right of defending yourself and your family against those who may wish to do you harm. I would encourage that for anyone who feels they are capable, able, and can demonstrate the personal responsibility that comes with carrying something that can literally take a life on your hip or keeping it in your home. I mean, but it's a very important thing. But don't ever hesitate. Don't, first of all, never think that you've already got it all figured out. Don't believe that you've already learned everything there is about safe handling of a gun and that you've got it all and you don't need anything else to learn.
I'm reminded of the video of the firearms instructor who
That
was a DEA firearm instructor, I believe.
I believe so.
Told this class of people, I'm the only person in this room qualified to handle these guns, and he goes to holster something and shoots himself in the leg.
Yeah, and these types
that
of things happen. Go ahead.
That was one of the stuff until the most recent video we were talking about. I'm sure everybody's seen it by now.
Right.
The black flipper.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is you don't stop learning. You never let yourself rest. You never allow yourself to get complacent. And it's not easy, but it's the right thing to do. And I applaud anybody out there who takes the responsibility of self-defense into their own hands and doesn't rely on someone else to do it for them. You know, if you call the police, when seconds count, police are only minutes away.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to recap on those rules of firearm safety, you know, it's very simple. You always assume guns loaded. That one's, everybody's pretty much heard that. You don't point it at anything you're not willing to destroy. I mean, someone's not going to walk in the room and you turn towards them with the pistol in your hand or the shotgun or whatever. And I've seen that trigger discipline has infiltrated popular culture from what I've seen online.
Right.
Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
The president is in Canada for the G7 summit. Now, before the president took off, he did field some questions from reporters and did raise a few eyebrows when he was asked about Russia and the G7.
I would recommend, and it's up to them, but Russia should be in the meeting. It should be a part of it. Whether you like it or not, and it may not be politically correct, but we have a world to run. And in the G7, which used to be the G8, they threw Russia out. They should let Russia come back in.
And earlier today from the G7 summit, President Trump talking about his meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
And we've made a lot of progress today. We'll see how it all works out, but we've made a lot of progress. It could be that NAFTA will be a different form. It could be with Canada, with Mexico, one-on-one, much simpler agreement, much easier to do, I think better for both countries. But
this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, yeah, it was mentioned earlier, the Discord. So, let me go ahead and tell you how you can find it. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. Chris, you actually use it, so can you explain what it is?
There is no way to explain Discord. One must experience Discord. Now, Discord is it's a series of text chat rooms. So there's ones on cryptocurrency, on gaming, on different shows like Declare Your Independence and Call to Freedom, Free Talk Live. You can talk about the shows as they're going on. And there's also voice chat. So periodically you'll see that there's three or four Free Talk Live listeners that are just chatting to each other, and sometimes hosts pop up in these various chats too. So,
and sometimes people chat with themselves.
They do sometimes.
And I thought you were going to say it's a series of tubes. Who was it that described the internet as a series of tubes? Was that George Bush?
I have no idea. I've never heard that.
Yeah, there was some politician guy that described the internet as a series of tubes. Discord.lrn.fm. We'll get back into the story about Donald Trump and, well, seemingly pulling a 180 from wanting to deport athletes that did not stand during the national anthem to wanting to meet with them. Again, we'll jump back into that story. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. We've got Brian calling in from Marietta, Georgia. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to bring up an issue that's happening here in the local area. Mm-hmm. Down here in Cobb County, Georgia, the county borrowed $397 million to build SunTrust Park, the new home of the Atlanta Braves.
Only like $397 million. All right.
Now they have a budget shortfall in the parks budget of $30 million. And so they can't afford that, but they can afford a bond issue for $397 million.
Unreal. So the voters are being asked to sign on for this great bond that they're going to get all this money to build a stadium with and, I guess, finish fixing up their parks. That's it?
Well, the usual promises of economic development, of course.
Right. Oh, you guys are going to be rolling in the money.
It's going to bring in all of these jobs, but what they don't tell you is that it only brings in jobs during the construction.
Yeah, there are always ongoing jobs, you know, and...
Oh, the concession jobs that people currently have in the existing stadium?
Correct.
Yeah, those jobs just get moved to the new stadium. It's not extra jobs.
But I am going to say, I'm going to say that... there is an economic. I'm not going to deny that there is an economic benefit to having major sports teams playing in a certain area, and that will follow some amount of businesses. And you can count on, like, right around that stadium, if there isn't one already, there's going to be a developing nightclub and bar district. You know, for example, there's going to be more restaurants that are going to pop up and hotels right around there.
Right. Now, one thing that I will say is that generally the first 2 to 3 years after a new stadium gets built,
right,
attendance goes up just a little bit because everybody wants to go see the new stadium.
Sure.
Oh, well, I've already seen a game at Olympic Stadium. I don't need to go watch another one. Right. I've already seen a game at Turner Field. I don't need to go watch another. Oh, I've not been to this new one. I got to go see what this new stadium is like.
Right. And new restaurants and things like that. But what I am saying is, as Daryl is saying, this stuff fades. It fades relatively quickly, and the numbers that governments are going to throw out there in front of you are going to be the highest pie-in-the-sky numbers for economic impact of any new stadium. Now, where do which team do they... Is
the Atlanta Braves.
This is the Atlanta Braves stadium, and where's that at now? I'm somewhat familiar with the Atlanta area.
It's now in Cobb County, which is just a little bit north of Atlanta.
Okay. And it's moving how far?
Right across the border.
Okay, so not that far. What town's that near? I'm sorry.
Smyrna.
Okay.
The closest.
Okay.
Smyrna. Yeah, and I'm still baffled as far as why they moved out of the Olympic Stadium in downtown Atlanta.
Right. Because?
Because reasons. And it wasn't that long ago that they moved to this new one.
Right. And it would be really nice if, and here's the other aspect of this, regardless of what sport we're talking about. This is going to be shouldered. The cost of this stadium and the cost of most expenses are not going to be shouldered by the Atlanta Braves organization.
Right.
They're not going to be shouldered specifically by fans of the Atlanta Braves organization. They're going to be shouldered by taxpayers.
Right.
Probably mostly of that immediate area, and probably some state money will come into it too. But it's just a ripoff, and nobody can look at you with a straight face and tell you that this makes good economic sense for the for that area. What it does make great economic sense for is the Atlanta Braves organization,
right,
and local politicians who are going to spend, you know, the next couple of years talking about all the great jobs and this is why you need to reelect me and all the money I'm bringing home to you. And they're going to keep touting that until it doesn't happen. And then they're going to move on to where are we going to put the Atlanta Falcons?
We've got billionaire, and Brian, thank you for the call. We've got billionaire sports teams owners that are claiming poverty, and we need taxpayers to build my $400,000 or $400 million stadium.
Yeah, it's basically a bailout, except they don't need bailed out.
Right, and I would really like to know, what was the first team to, you know, do this whole, we're holding this area hostage, and we're going to move our team unless you give us taxpayer money to build our stadium?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's so common anymore. The Green Bay Packers, you know, that's a community-owned team to where the owner was going to move. Not because I need Green Bay to build me a stadium. No, it was during that time period to where, right, you know, all of the teams were moving into big cities. And the owner, I don't know who it was, wanted to move the team. But the community came around and said, we will buy the team from you. And the Green Bay Packers are a community-owned team. But that's different than, say, the Oakland, L.A., Las Vegas, Raiders, whatever.
Whoever's.
The West Coast Raiders. They just need to rename to the West Coast Raiders, and then they can move in whatever city they want to.
Yeah.
But Al Davis, you know, he was popular for just bouncing the team back and forth between places, and they're going to be moving to Vegas soon. And that was another one of those things. Taxpayers are building this, $700 million stadium to lure in the Raiders.
Well, and what's even better is taxpayers are also helping to subsidize big businesses because they certainly don't call it the Darryl W. Perry stadium that the Atlanta Braves are going to play in.
Right.
It'll be called Prudential Stadium or CenturyLink Stadium or Gillette Stadium. There's always going to be that corporate.
Oh, that's where the
corporate winner.
That's where the Patriots play is Gillette.
Gillette, is that right?
Yeah. Now, speaking of corporate stadiums, and we will get back into this CNN article about Donald Trump. Wrigley Field, where the Cubs play, that's got the longest corporate sponsorship
Wrigley's
of anything.
Chewing gum.
Right. But people don't really think of that as a corporate-sponsored stadium because it's had the same name for the longest time.
Right. But that one's been one forever. And that reminds me of a movie, and why can't I think of it? I'm Googling it in such a way that I will find the name of the movie, and I can't. It was a movie about a movie being made.
The producers?
We're just going to drop this, and I'm going to come back, and I should be able to pull this up.
Yeah.
And it was a really good movie, and it's worth talking about.
So, and I'm guessing it had that guy
who was in that other movie
that
with that
chick.
The girl was in that other thing?
Yeah, that
I saw that. That was great.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, and hopefully Chris can figure out what he's trying to think of. Plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus more on Donald Trump wanting to meet with some athletes.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733-855-45. Hold on. Why can I not remember that? I'm even trying to read it.
You're trying to remember.
855-450-3733. So I was reading and then thought that I was reading the wrong thing.
Wrong number? That's all right.
Yeah.
We were.
I couldn't remember which five I was reading.
Well, you're better than Mark, who sometimes reads his own cell phone number over the air, which is always entertaining.
855-450-FREE. Now, we'll get back into your calls to the right number that I've given out correctly a couple of times, I think, plus this article that we have brought in about Donald Trump. But first, I want to tell you about some really good technology with a good philosophy behind it, and that would be Zencash. Zencash was made by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. And it's not just a cryptocurrency. They're working on so much more to where you can safely and securely transmit messaging, data, and use it as a currency. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Dodger calling in from the southwest of the mitten. That's somewhere there in Michigan. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
First off, as somebody, I don't have time to follow many sports, but football, like, is one of those sports that I actually have just enough time, especially since they only play 4 months out of the year. So I'm going to weigh in. First off, I'm a little upset at the San Diego Chargers moving to L.A. First off, L.A. didn't want them. Second off, the reason was because the taxpayers wouldn't pay for a new stadium.
Right, yes.
And that kind of upset me. Now, Oakland is a different story. The Raiders moving to L.A., they had a private person willing to build them a new stadium. But having said that, I actually kind of have a joke being a Michigander and being a regretful Lions fan.
All right.
So there's this farmer. He dies and he goes to hell, and Satan decides that he's going to make his life especially hard, and he's going to have to bust rocks. So he sits there and he busts rocks, and after some time, Satan comes back, and this guy's happy, and he says, well, why are you happy? He says, well, this reminds me of home. So Satan turns up the heat, and comes back a little while later, and the guy is still busting the rocks, happy as hell. And Satan says, well, why are you so happy? He says, well, this still reminds me of home. So he turns the temperature way down, and all of a sudden there's a blizzard. And Satan comes back a little while later, and this guy is happier than ever. And he said, Lord, I mean, I have you busting rocks for all eternity. I turned up the heat. You were happy. Why are you so happy that I turned on the heat? He said, well, hell froze over. The Lions must have made it to the Super Bowl.
Dodger, thank you for the call and the joke. I guess we could call that the Dodger joke of the week.
We could. He could have a regular segment if he calls in every Friday.
Yes. As I thought I recalled correctly, the Raiders are relocating to Las Vegas, and, well, they're having to pay a fine to the NFL for relocating, but they're getting a stadium built for them.
Right.
Yeah. So let's jump back into this article about Donald Trump. And, Chris, you want to give a recap about why we're talking about Donald Trump and sports?
Yeah. Well, Trump came out today, and CNN has the headline, Trump will ask athletes who kneel during the anthem to recommend people for parole, for pardoning, and which makes us believe that Donald Trump at least has been told what the original protests were about. And the protests were about treatment of certain people by law enforcement, unfair treatment within our justice system, and things like that. Most of the conversation, if you've heard people talking about that, 99% of the time you say, well, those NFL players don't respect our military. They have no love of our country.
Right.
And that's not what they've been doing. They have been trying to bring some notice to the fact that we have lots of police brutality and lots of institutionalized racism within our country. So Donald Trump came out, and first of all, I'm going to read his last two quotes here. I'm going to ask them to recommend to me people who were unfairly treated, Trump said at the White House Friday. Trump's contentious relationship with the NFL reached a peak last year when he lambasted players who took a knee during the national anthem to protest institutionalized racism and police brutality. And then he follows that up with, you have a lot of people in the NFL in particular, but in sports leagues, they're not proud enough to stand for our national anthem. I don't like that, Trump said Friday, which is pretty much the reverse of what he had said just prior to that. Also insisting that players should not remain in the locker room when the Star-Spangled Banner is playing.
Right. Again, he's conflating, hey, I don't like what the police are doing with, I'm not proud of the country. What?
Right.
Those are two completely different things.
No, and don't make it like that's a Donald Trump thing. That's an all of America thing. There are millions of people that were just, you know, apoplectic because, my God, you know, Colin Kaepernick decided to take a knee during.
Right, and there are people that when we point out that the U.S. military has killed civilians, they'll say, well, not everybody in the military killed somebody.
Yeah, and Yeah, and that's the whole thing here is we are not, I don't know of anyone on the show who is stating that every single person who has ever put on a uniform is inherently evil, even the most virulent among our hosts.
Right.
But I think it's, personally, I feel it's very sad that young men and women are being placed in harm's way because of the goals of politicians. And to serve the people that really control our world, and those are very, very wealthy and powerful people.
Yeah, let's continue with Trump's quotes here.
Quote, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say to them instead of talk, I'm going to ask all of those people to recommend to me, because that's what they're protesting, people who they think are unfairly treated by the justice system, unquote, Trump said. And I understand that. I hope he does. He said, quote, if the athletes have friends of theirs or people they know about that have been unfairly treated by the system, let me know, unquote.
Now, I'm curious if he's, you know, offering this up as sort of a, ha-ha, gotcha. You don't actually know anybody that's been unfairly treated. You just think that people have been unfairly treated. Give me names.
Come on, Chris, tell
me a name right now of somebody that's been unfairly treated.
Russell Britt.
You pause there for half a second. You don't know anybody. And that's what I think he's trying to do, is he's trying to put them on the spot and hope that they can't think of anyone. But that's not what's going to happen. You're going to have people that come up with some names.
Well, yeah, and there was just a case. I'm pulling it up here. Andrew Hawkins, who was a former NFL wide receiver. I don't know who he played for, but he made the viral video rounds, I think about 2 months ago, for getting his butt kicked by police for no good reason. And somebody
Cincinnati
happened to
Bengals in the NFL and the Montreal Alouettes in the Canadian League.
Yeah, so he was not just a thug walking down the street. He happened to be a former NFL player who, police didn't like his answers and they kind of took it out on him.
Right.
And that's not to say that everyone arrested by the police is a good person and may not deserve being taken into custody. Trump called his presidential power to pardon people a, quote, beautiful thing, unquote, adding that you've, quote, got to get it right, unquote, the president. Also floating a pardon for posthumous boxing great Muhammad Ali, although the athlete's attorney said that is unnecessary because the Supreme Court overturned his previous conviction.
Now, there was a former boxing champion that was recently posthumously pardoned by Donald Trump.
Yes.
And that would be Jack Johnson.
Yes. And that was suggested, I believe, by Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that's been something that has been suggested for multiple decades.
Well,
but recently by Stallone.
Into Trump's ear. And here's my problem with the whole thing. You should be doing the right thing. You shouldn't be waiting on friends or powerful people to suggest someone is pardoned.
But Kim Kardashian said that thing that time, so gotta
That's
do
right.
it.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.